Hello, Grace Church. It's Nathan again with another podcast, a podcast where our goal is to be discipled by the Heidelberg Catechism. Well, today we move out of one of the three parts of this catechism. We move out of part one, which was called misery, and now we're moving into part two, which is titled deliverance. And on top of that, we're moving from Lord's Day number four to Lord's Day number five. And Lord's Day number five covers questions 12 through 15. And believe it or not, we will cover three of those four questions today. That's right, three questions in one day. And I'll read all of those together. Question 12 asks, according to God's righteous judgment, we deserve punishment both now and in eternity. How then can we escape this punishment and return to God's favor? Answer, God requires that His justice be satisfied. Therefore, the claims of this justice must be paid in full, either by ourselves or by another. And now question 13, can we make this payment ourselves? Answer, certainly not. Actually, we increase our debt every day. Question 14, ask a good question based on question 13's answer. Question 14, can another creature, any at all, pay for this debt for us? Because question 12 just told us, you know, either by ourselves or by another. And then 13 said, not by ourselves. So 14 logically is asking, well, is there some creature in all the universe that could do it? Surely there is. Answer, no. God will not punish any other creature for what humans, for what a human is guilty of. Furthermore, no mere creature can bear the weight of God's eternal wrath against sin and deliver others from it. What should we do then? Question 15, what kind of mediator and deliverer should we look for then? If what you're saying is true, then what can we do? What possible hope do we have? Answer, one who is true and righteous human, and yet more powerful than all creatures. That is, one who is also true God. Okay, so let's dig into each question just a little bit. Question 12 again. According to God's righteous judgment, we deserve punishment both now and in eternity. So according to God's righteous judgment, we deserve that punishment. That's where we've been these last several weeks. We know that. We get that. We deserve it both now and we deserve it in eternity. And if we don't know that or don't get that, then we will not trust Christ as our only Savior. We will see We'll see the more of that as we go on. So we have to see our misery. And then the question that we are really looking at is, then how can we escape this punishment? How can we return back into God's favor? So that's two parts. How can we be delivered from the wrath that is to come? And then how can we get in favor with God? How can we escape the punishment that Scripture tells us that's coming? We know that's coming. We know that we deserve. And then that favor that we once had with God in Adam, and then when he sinned, we lost that favor. How can we get back in that favor again? And here's the answer the Catechism gives again. God requires that his justice be satisfied. We know that. Therefore, the claims of this justice must be paid in full, complete, total, either by ourselves or by another. And so that or. There's a lot of grace in that word or by another. And in question 13, can we make this payment ourselves? Because the previous answer just, you know, like I said, we've been told that it's either by ourselves or by another. So can we do it? And the Catechism doesn't want you to have any self-confidence in yourself at all. But no, you cannot. Certainly not. And the reason the Catechism gives is it says, actually, we increase our debt every day. So let's think about this for a minute. Say we could pay for our past sins. Say you could do that. Well, the time that you're spending on paying for your past sins, you would be sinning in that time. So you would never, ever catch up paying for your sins. You could never catch it back up. Because in the time you're paying for sins, you're sinning. And so, another way to think about it. Okay, well, people are going to pay for their sins in hell. They'll pay for them total and full. Well, no, because the moment that they're in hell and in, you know, God's righteous judgments on them and they're paying for their sins in hell, Well, they're going to be sinning in hell. And so they would never be able to pay for their sins in hell either, because it's an eternal punishment. And then simply the third reason of why this you can never pay for it yourself is God is so holy. And we couldn't even dare to think that we could pay for the slightest, littlest, smallest white lie we've ever done. We couldn't even pay a fraction of that, because we're so depraved and God is so holy. And so we have committed thousands of sins. And if we can't pay for a small white lie, why would we ever dare think that we could pay for thousands of sins? And Paul mentions this in Romans 2, verse 4 through 5. Or do you think lightly of the riches of his kindness and tolerance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance? But because of your stubbornness and unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself in the day of wrath and the revelation of the righteous judgment of God. We have so much stored up wrath that we couldn't dare begin to pay any of it off. And so again, no, we cannot make this payment ourselves. We increase our debt every day. But, as you might know, there are those who go under the banner Christian, and they believe in a place called purgatory, where you can actually pay for sins. A place of temporal punishment, not eternal punishment, of temporal punishment. And I'm talking about Roman Catholicism. And they teach that if you die in grace, you will go to purgatory and you'll stay there until your debt is paid in full. And, you know, some that believe this say, well, it's a few years. And some that say, no, it's thousands of years. And it's all based on how many sins you've committed. And you got to pay for each one until that debt is paid in full in purgatory. And the reformers denied this teaching. More importantly, the Bible denies this teaching. And as this question and answer, this catechism denies such teaching. No one can pay for their debt. It's impossible to do so, and we add to it every breath we take. And so it's like the more you try to pay for it, the deeper you dig the hole. We are unable to do anything to please God in our flesh. In Romans 14:23, whatever is not from faith is sin. Whatever is done in the flesh is sin. And so you could never, ever pay the debt that's owed. Okay, so I can't pay off my debt, but what about another creature? And that's what question 14 asks. Can another creature, any at all, pay for this debt? Surely there's somebody out there in this vast universe that could pay for my sin. The catechism says no. God will not punish any other creature for what a human is guilty of. Furthermore, no mere creature can bear the weight of God's eternal wrath against sin and deliver others from it. So a two-part answer there. First, God will not punish some other creature for what humans have done. No animal sacrifice will do. Nothing like that could pay for what humans have done. And the sacrificial system that was laid out by Moses in the Mosaic Law just covered sins. It didn't take sins away. The sins of the people continue to happen. The priest, who is the one that provided conducted the sacrifice, well, he had sin too. So that would never work. That system would never work. And as you well know, the sacrificial system was just set up to always be pointing to another, that in the proper timing, that other would come, and that sacrifice was offered in faith, that so that the coming Messiah would take away their sins. And so where are we now? I can't pay for it. No other creatures can pay for it. The news, it seems, it just keeps getting worse. I've been told all about my great misery for the last several weeks. And now I'm in the process of trying to find deliverance, trying to find escape, trying to find favor with God. And now I'm getting told that I can't do nothing about it. And neither can any other creatures on my behalf. And so we know we need a human to pay for what humans have done. But we also know we need a righteous person. But we know there's no righteous people. And so we know we need someone also who can bear the wrath of God. God's anger has to be I absorbed on somebody, some human, some righteous human. And the only person we're left with is God Himself. In other words, we need a person who is human and also God at the same time. 100% God and 100% man. Not two, but one in a substitute. And who is this person? His name's Jesus. And we'll learn more about this substitute next week when we look at question 15. So until then, may His grace be with you.